News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob. A little bit more than just howdy. Come on, a little bit more. Give it to me.
Greetings and salutations.
Ahoy, matey. And I guess you can tell that Linda is with us
here. Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about how you were sounded just a little bit like, did your John Wayne saddle up, little lady?
Listen up and listen tight. We got a big show today.
We got a big show.
We have a big show today.
Oh, we have a big, excuse me. We've got a tremendous showing of outpouring of a local and state politics happening this morning here.
As we say, grab your jocks and pull up your socks. Here we go.
Currently 60 degrees and such. You know, we went to look it up. You know, it's really funny. And Bob, who, you know, and Brenda Belongi, you know, she's, you know, meteorologist and everything. Why is there like a 10 degree spectrum between the airport and here? So we're showing around 60 degrees in the downtown studios, but it's going to be 100 today. So we are going to have a little bit of a hot couple days here in front of us. Tonight, temperatures dropped to about 65 degrees. So, but it looks clear. We don't have any scattered thunderstorms in the forecast. Tomorrow we have a couple. Thursday and Friday are also looking at going to be hot days. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
All right, and let's go visit Chris Lasondak and the Wells Fargo Advisors and get our market minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 43 points at 15,408. The S&P 500 off 2 points at 1692, while the NASDAQ Composite's also down 2 points at 3682. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 103 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 19 cents at 1470, Rite Aid's adding 14 cents at 356, U.S. Airways down 55 cents at 1582, and Coca-Cola's down 6 cents at 39.59. Of local interest, PG&E down 28 cents at 43.86, Safeway's off 13 cents at 25.60, North Valley Bank is unchanged at 18.15, and Harley-Davidson's up 8 cents at 58.94. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.71%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33. Oil's down 45 cents a barrel at $105.95, and precious metals are higher with gold up $6.91 an ounce at $13.27.60, while silver's up 19 cents at $21.60. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate you putting in that Harley-Davidson stock there.
Hey, you got to go with the American dream there, right?
There you go. Hey, Chris,
Harley
thanks a lot.
Harley Golden Guns, they hold their value.
Yeah, you got to put that Ruger in there, too, because, you know, their stock's gone crazy.
How about Steinway?
Ruger's down 13 cents at $54.85.
It's down? Oh, my goodness.
Down 13 cents today.
I think they just announced that they were going to open up a new plant there in North Carolina, too.
Yeah, new production facility, yep.
Yeah. Okay, buddy, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Carl.
Take care. All right. Hey, there's our Wells Fargo Advisors. We have them on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. And, you know, head on down to Park Meter Driver. Give them a call, 243-7561. Now, see, Chris, when I asked him a question, and he doesn't know because we never ask questions because they've got things they have to do in the morning. But he had it right there. He had the answer right there. And that's the kind of guys you like to work with, Chris or Susan or Kathy, Josh or Steve. Those are the kind of people you want to work with. Okay.
I have something really interesting before we go on. Okay. Many of you have been to Italy. There's iconic places that we go to. This just in the news today. According to an annual report released by the official surveillance group in charge of monitoring the famously tilting structure, we're talking about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The tower's recovered roughly 2.5 centimeters, almost 1 inch, of its vertical incline between 2001 and 2013. The small measurement may not seem like a lot, but it's good news for the team of monitors who began watching the Italian landmark in 2001 after it reopened to the public. So the headlines read, the tower, Leaning Tower of Pisa, is finally straightening out.
Yeah, if you go there and you see it, if you've been to the Tower of Pisa, you'll see that they've built a kind of like a huge structure alongside it in like a brace that goes alongside it to keep it to try and keep it upright. Then you take those really stupid pictures when you're from a distance. It looks like you're holding it up yourself and all that. Anyway, okay. Hey, today, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti will be joining us at 8:00, but at 7:30 we have Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. They're ones that were fighting the quote bathroom bill that allows transgenders to be able to use any facility, any bathroom facility, any sporting locker room, and to play on any team that they feel that they are that sex. I don't know how else to put it plainer than that. Maybe I've missed something or some nuances there, but that's why we have Brad Dacus coming on. He is well versed and well aware of what's in this bill, so he'll be on. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of things we need to talk about between now and then. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bot. And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility. REU. We're here for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach. Free Fire Radio, my friends. It's Wednesday.
It's just hard to believe.
August the 14th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, and of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town when you walk next door. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelly, another shout out for Shelly for rolling out or paddling out on her kayak out in Lake Shasta the other day to drop me off a birthday present. Thank you so much.
You know,
thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys, we were brought in from, the break with, you know, of course, the Rolling Stones still going strong after how many years? And, you know, it's really weird for many of us to think that these rock bands our senior citizens. It just, like, what happened there?
I like the moves that Mick Jagger bust at, on his walker there. He uses that walker, and he kind of goes up and down and over the, you know. He doesn't use a walker?
No, I don't know.
He's in his 70s.
I don't know when's the last time you saw. I think he hangs upside down, but it's not off a walker. Well, anyway, so today is Social Security Act Day. So those of you who are American citizens can thank or blame Frank D. Roosevelt for being identified by a number. It was on this day in 1935 that President Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law. Your Social Security number is the only number that identifies you and only you. How did this numbering of Americans come to pass? Well, Social Security was a campaign promise in the 1932 presidential election. Democrats pledged, "We advocate unemployment and old age insurance under state laws." FDR proposed the bill in June of 34. Conservatives fought it, some believing it would threaten the integrity of our institutions. Most supported it, hoping that it would address the long-range problem of economic security for the aged through a system in which workers contributed to their own future retirement.
And which has been plundered by Congress since the 1960s. They came in there and just used it for anything, for people that just want to take meth instead of taking care of people that are put into it all their lives and being able to give them a living wage or a semi-living wage when they retire or when they're getting elderly. No, we use it for people that can't use birth control or that they have meth problems. Which is part of it.
This is interesting. The U.S. Postal Service distributed the applications beginning in 1936. Numbers to be assigned at local post offices. The first three digits, the area number assigned by geographical region, first represented the state in which they were issued. And since 1972, which is probably right around the time I think I got mine in either 69 or 70, represented the zip code in the applicant's mailing address, not necessarily the state or residence. The second two numbers are the group number, furthering defining the area number, but were and not assigned in consecutive order. Go figure. The last four numbers, the serial number, further define the group number and are distributed consecutively. Haven't you ever wondered, how do I get this number? How does this number fit out of a system?
There's hundreds of thousands of people wonder how Barack Obama got his Social Security number. I'm not going to get into that one. Because frankly, I've lived all the United States and I have my Social Security number, I think is from Missouri, but I'm not sure.
Okay,
anyway,
well, you have a lot of stuff that you want to rant about.
This isn't a rant. Board of Supervisors approved a pay raise, 2 or 3% pay raise to peace officers. Now, you know, yesterday when I was reading that, I thought peace officers, I thought that meant the sheriff's deputies, but it's not. These are ones that work in the jail or their probation. They work in a probation department, they also are, it's a small raise. It's over the next 3 years. Frankly, again, when you're going, you're dealing with public safety, I don't have too much of a problem with this. Some other things. Hey, I want to talk about, before we take a break, Senator Maurice Johannesson comes through again, Mojo.
Yep.
You know, we've only lived here like 6 years. And I hear things from that, oh yeah, Mojo did this, you know, and people are going that were upset with some of the things he did. I can't think of a single thing this man has done since I've come here that wasn't just spectacularly in support of our community and our veterans. I mean, he builds the chapel up there at IGA, which is sorely needed. He's taken it to the attack on the, building another place for people to stay across from the veterans home, which he fought for so long. And then now he has just donated, he and Mary have donated a $10,000 for a new, canine for the sheriff, a new dog for the sheriff's department. You know, public safety. Here's what you need to ask yourself. Ask your friends this. How many of you feel safer today than you did 4 years ago? Do you? You might want to ask yourself why. Why do you feel less safe now than you did 4 years ago? But here's Mojo, puts his money where his, instead of just talking about it, he wants to do something about it. And we need people that want to do something about it to have the ability to do it. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You are invited to join us in celebrating the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech with two events. Saturday, August 24th at the First United Methodist Church at the corner of South and East Street. Program starts 3:30 p.m., dinner at 5:30 p.m., sponsored by the 50th Anniversary Planning Committee. And Wednesday, August 28th at Shasta College in the Quad on Old Oregon Trail, activities from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., sponsored by Shasta College Student Services. I am Terry McCormick, California Union, SEIU, Local 1000.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, how are you doing today? How are you doing today?
Great. We got a lot of stuff to get into here. Let's get into the meat. But before we do that, we would just like to do a shout out, saying that, this part of the show is sponsored by Crown Motors. It is, you know, we drive a Ford, and the service department is second to none, and they take pride in treating people right. This Crown Motors is your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. They're on Cypress Avenue. Can't miss them. Give them a call right over there by the bridge. 223-2177 Crown Motors.
Okay. The specialist Nicholas Burley was laid to rest yesterday in Nevada City. He was the young man that was from Red Bluff that was killed in action in Afghanistan on July 30th. He's back. He came back into town, back to Sacramento on Monday, and then, as I said, was buried with full military honors yesterday in Nevada City. The front page story today on Reading on the Record Searchlight good front pages today. But one of the things, there's two big things. One is the cost of homes in Shasta County going up. And we had this story. We broke this story the other day with Kurt Largent, who started telling why this is happening, how the interest rates are going up. Now you have to have come down. If the interest rates go up a point, now you're out of certain houses because you can't afford them. The fact is now, you know, if they're trying to do away with Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, which is what Obama wants to do, the interest in picked up by private companies, and this interest rate is going to continue to grow. Yesterday I talked to somebody that was in, again, in the mortgage business who said, we need 6%. You need 6% interest so that the economy will grow, that makes money for people that are loaning money. And I just really cut that back, cut it way down, but so the interest rates go up to 6%. Well, if they go up to six and a half percent, it puts other people out of the market. To be able to buy a home. So if you're going to buy a house and you've got the money and you've been thinking about it, you may want to go down and talk to a realtor, you know, give Kurt a call, give your realtor a call and, you know, to get into something now. But the other story, which I just have to love, Siskiyou County wants to secede. They've gone to their board of supervisors and convinced them to say, we want to see what it takes to secede from the state of California. And the grounds, why would they do that? They feel they are not being represented by the California state government. And there's, you know, people are, you know, somebody used to work for the paper. I can't remember his name, but he's taking a job someplace else. He poked fun at his county. And Bruce Ross said, well, you know, he says, this is, you know, a non-starter. Maybe you should pick, you know, should focus on things that you can do. And I understand, and you're right, and Ross is right to a point. But the point is they're trying to bring attention to where they are. These are up here in the North State. Do you really truly feel like you're represented? Do you? I mean, the government, you know, has, you know, with all the things that have happened, the logging industry has been really, crippled. The farming and agriculture is under attack with the water. The things that a lot of the things that we hold dear to our hearts up here in the North State, the hunting, the fishing, are under attack by the California state government. We have our representatives. We have Daly there. We have Nielsen there. Ted Gaines is there. I'm not sure what he does. We have our people down there that are fighting, but they can't even get a bill out of committee. Not even a bill out of committee. So maybe what Siskiyou County is saying is, look, we're not being represented because of the electoral college system here, where the winner takes all. Even every vote, whether it was for Ron Paul or the other guy, Ron Paul or anybody, all of our votes, electoral college votes, went to Obama. So they essentially took, you know, like 44% of the people here, or 45% of the people here in California, your presidential vote didn't count. So I think what Siskiyou County is saying is this. We're not being represented. Our representatives who we elect can't even get a bill out of committee. And with the two-thirds majority that Democrats have because they control the big cities, I'm just talking about the big cities. They don't control most of the country, most of the land. That falls into the more, you know, to the more middle of the road types. I'm not going to say the more conservative, but I say they're more conservative than a lot of the Democrats down there that are making these decisions. So is it stupid for them to say they want to? Is it a time waster? I don't think it's a time waster, and I'll tell you. Because what else are they going to do? What else are they going to show? Maybe they can get some publicity that says, look, we're not being represented. They are not taking care of us down there. They don't really care. Talk to people like Brian Daly. They've got people down there making decisions about the North State who have never been north of Sacramento. Never been north of Sacramento. They don't know what goes on in Yreka. They don't know what goes on in Redding. They don't care. They don't care. They're really concerned about their own people. And they make the laws. That I tell you what, that dog is wagging our tail like you can't believe. So to say it's ridiculous and you're just wasting your time, the chances of seceding are low. But maybe they can get it across to some people that we need to have some kind of representation that we're not getting. They need to take another look at how we're being handled up here. We'll be right back right after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, prosecutors have brought charges against former J.P. Morgan traders Javier Martin Artajo and Julian Grout related to the bank's now infamous more than $6 billion trading loss from last year. Martin Artajo supervised the team that made the disastrous trades in the bank's London office, while Grout was responsible for placing daily values on the positions. Meanwhile, mortgage applications dropped last week by 4.7% to the lowest level in more than 2 years. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, 63% of the mortgage activity was for refinance applications. The average interest rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 4.56%. And producer prices were flat last month, pointing to little inflationary pressure. Prices came in unchanged from June as the cost of natural gas and gasoline fell. Those prices were expected to rise by 0.3%. June's number was unrevised, still up 0.8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Do you have a senior friend or family member with hearing difficulties? California Telephone Access Program offers free phones to qualifying hearing impaired seniors. Home Helpers is hosting a free screening this Thursday from 10 to 2. An audiologist will be on site to evaluate you, and you will receive your free phone that day. This is a local nonprofit event, and all are welcome. You simply need an evaluation showing a hearing impairment provided on site, and you will take home your free phone. Schedule your appointment with Home Helpers by calling 226-8355.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are all of you doing this morning? It's a great Wednesday day here on the 14th of August. Can you believe? And it's currently 66 degrees. Looks like we're going to have about 100 today. My gosh, 100 degrees. And looks like the rest of the week, our forecast looks like temperatures around the high 90s with beautiful clear nights. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate of Granite. Let's just say something about Mike Huber. We're talking a perfectionist and a great guy to have come into your house. Mike and his staff will be very supportive in helping you to create your vision and doing a great job at it with a trustworthy experience. They do from bathrooms to kitchen makeovers, furniture, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker, which we love. And he's our guy, he's our choice. Give him a call, 241-7866. Okay, we're doing computer stuff.
Good morning. No. We were getting people on the phone, and we've got somebody on the phone right now. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for waiting.
Jay, I thought about you yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't have anything better to do.
Well, speaking of, it's been a while since we've heard from you.
I've been a busy boy as of late, but it's always a pleasure to speak with you, too.
What's
you know,
up,
Carl, man? You got me thinking about you know, the secession or forming a new state. And this issue goes far past Northern California. I mean, it goes to Southern Oregon, East and West Colorado. There's a lot of places where large populations are really disenfranchised.
Eastern Washington, parts of Eastern Oregon. Yeah, there's a lot of places that because the population is dense along the coast, but nobody is, and decisions are made that don't really reflect a lot of the beliefs of many of the people in this, you know, especially when you get up into Northern California and these other places. And we have on the other line, Brad Dacus, who's here from the Pacific Justice Institute, that, you know, was talking about this, you know, about the transgender, the bathroom bill. So, Brad, are you there? Hey, Brad, are you there?
Yeah, this is Brad Dacus.
Hey, Brad. Good morning.
Brad's here. We've got another guy. We have Jay on the line, our philosopher here. And he talks, you know, we were talking about how people in the northern state, Northern California, and probably Eastern California and probably parts of Southern California, that we're not being represented anymore by the Assembly and the Senate.
That's what I understand.
You know, we're talking about, we're talking about that. But Jay, you know, what you said, you know, is when we start talking about something, and Brad's on today to talk about the bathroom bill. But finish up what you were going to say, Jay.
Well, just basically that this is a deep-seated issue that's plaguing the country, not just Northern California, not just California. This is something where a lot of people are apathetic about politics because with justification, they feel that they're not being represented. And this needs to be fixed. If we're ever going to fix a lot of the problems in this country, because without a populace that feel represented, that feel, you know, respected, you're going to get a lot of negative results. Anyway, have a wonderful day, guys.
All right, Jay, thanks a lot. I can't help but think he's right. We were talking about Siskiyou County, talking about seceding, and one of the editorials, you know, or one of the comments, not in the editorial, but comment was, you know, it's kind of like spinning your wheels. Shouldn't you be spending your time on something that's possible? But, you know, if maybe it's a way of bringing attention to the fact that a lot of people feel like they're not being represented anymore.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, would send that message. And, you know, I think it's pretty becoming very common, particularly when you're dealing with legislation that we at Pacific Justice Institute have been fighting so vehemently and have been disappointed with just recently.
Yeah, can we talk about that? I called you all specifically on the Governor Brown signed the bathroom bill.
Right.
Can you kind of give the nuances to everybody about this? I mean, there's the big one, but then there's a lot of other things that it impacts too. So.
Yeah, almost unbelievable, frankly. This legislation says that if a boy from kindergarten through senior in high school comes to school and says, you know, teacher, today I feel like I'm a female, and inside I feel like I'm a female, that child instantly no prior counseling needed, no prior review, instantly has the right to go use the girls' bathroom, the girls' in junior high and high school, it would be the girls' locker room, to the girls' showers, to change with the girls, to shower with the girls. That's what this law allows, you know. And then it also says that if a boy says that he feels like a girl, then he's also to be recognized as a girl for purposes of athletic sports and competitions. So he could be a girls in girls wrestling, for example, or he could compete and join the girls soccer team at the expense of another girl who doesn't have 10 times the testosterone level and the muscle development. So it's a major inequality there, as well as a major, of course, violation of the rights of privacy and decency for so many boys and girls in the state of California when this goes into effect January 1st.
Okay, well, we need to take a quick break here. We're going to do that. But Brad, what I'd like to talk about is the they're trying this out. They've already I think they've got laws like this down in L.A. and probably San Francisco. And has there been any feedback? Has anybody done any studies to say, hey, this has caused some problems? And, what can parents do about this? We'll be right back. We got Brad Dacus is our guest in from Pacific Justice Institute, who is one of the instrumental in trying to fight this transgender law that allows or the bathroom bill, which allows people to change their sexual designation without anything more than what they say and how they feel that day or what they believe. We'll be right back.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, my friends.
And the Pulse of Shasta County brings you our weather today. On the 14th, it is currently 70 degrees, and we are going to be jumping around today up to 101. Yeah, that's right. Throughout the week, it looks like we're going to have not super triple digits, but, you know, 99, 97, just kissing right under that 100 mark. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You may ask why. Here's the question that you need to know. Why most people look for a full service at competitive price and reliability? Well, this is where to go. Shasta Gas Propane. Remember, they have senior discounts and veteran discounts. Service. Clearly, Shasta Gas Propane offers propane, but at the same time, they also offer excellent service. That's value you can count on since 1997. 4,000 customers in Shasta County and Tehama. They're locally owned. We love family operated, and all employees are safety trained and service oriented. Shasta Gas Propane. What's up, Carl?
Well, our guest is Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. We're talking about the bathroom bill. And Brad, when we talk about the impact it has on families, on people, what are you seeing right now? What can people do?
Yeah, this new law is going to have a definite impact because when it becomes law that they're, say there's a girl, 13-year-old girl changing the locker room, getting out of the shower, and there's suddenly a boy that appears, and he's changing locker room, about to get in the shower, or showering next to her. I mean, this girl will be traumatized. She'll be, most females have an objection to being naked next to the opposite gender, with, you know, in this kind of a setting. I think most males would object to this. I'm trying to say this being, you know, logical, emphatic, but it's pretty reasonable that this is how people act, and that when they're forced to change naked in front of the opposite gender, it's mentally, emotionally traumatic.
Well, what they'll do is they'll just refuse to do it. They'll just say, "Fine, I'm not going to do it. If I have to use this locker room and there's going to be people of the opposite sex, and I'm not going to do it." And then what do you do? Are they the ones that are going to get punished?
Yeah, quite likely, because they're not showing respect and accommodation towards that person who is a quote-unquote female pursuant to the law, and yet everyone knows that that's not a female, that in every way, shape, and form, that's a male. It looks like a male, walks like a male, it is a male. So these students could be reprimanded, they could be disciplined. We at Pacific Justice Institute are going to be there to go to bat for those students who are disciplined and reprimanded for not giving in. We're also going to be there for those students who are traumatized, who are getting out of the shower and suddenly there's a naked boy right there about to get in the showers. There, we're going to have cases where there's going to be a lot of emotional trauma. And mind you, this is real important, Carl. There are kids who have gender identity disorders. We live in a very much, I would call, fallen world, and this is going to be it's much more common than people feel, recognize, unfortunately. The past school district, San Francisco and L.A., in the past, they've required like a year of prior review, you know, and maybe counseling and working this through with the parents, for example. I mean, so
they just don't throw them into the mix. They say, hey, look, if this is what you're saying, we want to make sure about this before we let you do this, right?
Right, exactly. Well, now this new law just throws them in, and there's no prior review, no looking at what the counselor says to the parents, And so what this is going to do is it's going to be an open invitation for 14, 15, 16-year-old boys to dare one another to come to school, maybe a group of them, saying, we all feel like we're girls, and we're all going to use the girls' bathrooms today, the girls' locker rooms and showers. And there's nothing the school district could viably do to stop them, because that is what the law mandates.
Well, one of our,
so it's really hideous.
Well, one of our chat room people said, well, okay, this is in schools. Why not every bathroom? Why not every locker room? If you feel like, you know, why not open it to everybody? Why don't you, you know, just say is that if you're a, if you feel like you're a woman or a man, why can't you just go into, when you go into Adamson's Peak Performance, you just use, you can walk in any locker room you want.
You're right. And that's what we feel is going to be coming down. In Massachusetts right now, that has something similar to this already, they're actually pushing legislation to make this applicable to every public restroom in the state of Massachusetts. California, yesterday I just I talked with a state legislator. They were just all given a directive that because there was a transsexual who works for one of the legislators, that that she's going to be able to go into the men's restrooms from now on, and that they just have to live with it because of this new law. Well, this is really puzzling because this new law amends the education code. So we're a little baffled in investigating where they're, why they're coming up with this this expansion already when the law seems fairly limited to just schools.
Well, you know why. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, this is just, I mean, why don't we just go to unisex bathrooms and locker rooms?
Well, in actuality, that is what, as far as new schools, not that there's a lot of new ones being built, but as far as new public schools, high schools, junior highs, et cetera, we're going to see, I think, unisex bathrooms, unisex locker rooms and showers. It's going to cost a lot more money. And eventually, many of these public schools may have to end up spending billions of dollars to make the switch with, because of this new law, to avoid liabilities and of emotional trauma and safety issues that come into play when you have a, you know, a 16-year-old boy showering next to a 16-year-old girl.
Or what about this? On sports teams, you've got different ages. You could have 13-year-old girls or boys and 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds in there.
Right.
On
different types of
sports teams. I mean, on, you know, on the swim teams. They have, they, you know, they practice, you know, from ninth grade up to seniors. So that, and what about swim teams that the school has that has all different ages? I mean, the whole thing is such a, you know, it's open. We've got to get a hold of our, we got to get a hold of our people here, Tom Armelino, who heads up the Shasta County Office of Education, see how they're going to handle this. Well, this is, it's just interesting just to see what we're going to do up here.
Right. And what the response they often will give, they say, well, these are really extreme situations. I mean, we don't see this happen very much. It's not true. It is becoming very common. There's over 300 transsexuals in the San Francisco School District alone. And so over 300 just in one school district. So it's not that uncommon. And even in Irvine, I talked to assistant principal, fairly conservative school district. He says it's becoming fairly common. It's not an abnormality to have transsexuals or open displaying homosexuals for that matter. So public schools in California are definitely moving fast in the wrong direction. I can give some positive constructive for some parents.
Okay, hold that till we get back from this break so we can finish up with something positive there.
Yes.
Our guest is Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. We're discussing the transgender bathroom bill that was just signed that allows people who feel that they've that their sex is a different than what they've been born with, and they just have to state that, they can now use the locker rooms, the athletic teams, and the bathrooms of the sex they feel. We'll be right back.
The way I always do.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back.
That's good staycation music.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our staycation place. That's right, Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, party boats, patio boats. They've got a deal that's going to fit any budget. Go out there. We had a great time. We can't say enough about the people and the equipment, the boats, everything out at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Steve and his people out there are just outstanding. Give them a call at 238-2383. It's going to be hot this weekend.
Total pros.
This is a chance. Go out, get on the lake and enjoy yourself. Check out lakeshasta.com on the web, or again, 238-2383. Hey, our guest is Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. You've got some positive things here in the last 3 minutes, right, Brad, for
yes,
parents?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, the first thing that is people, parents need to realize is that this does not apply to private schools. So parents still have between now and January 1st, if they wish and they can afford it and they can manage to cover the cost, they can pull their kids from public schools and put them into private schools. Or they can homeschool, which is also a very popular option, I know, for many of your guests probably. They also can take affirmative actions if something does happen, and contact us, the Pacific Justice Institute, for free representation. That's something we are providing to all your listeners who have these issues with this. The third thing is we at Pacific Justice are providing a tool. It's not a fix-all kind of a tool, but it is a legal tool that we feel could really help protect your kids. We're going to be coming out with it in the next couple days, and anyone who contacts Pacific Justice, or if they just sign up to get our press releases via our email for free, by the way, everything's for free, we'll be then have them on the list to send it to them once we come out with it.
And what's your address there, Brad, because we got like 30 seconds here.
Our email address is pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. I strongly encourage people to go there, sign up, And if they'd like to support our work, too, that's greatly appreciated, of course, as well.
Brad, we appreciate you coming on the show, and I know you've been fighting it, and I know there must be times you just sit there, you know, and you say that my forehead's bloody from beating it on the wall. But I'm glad that you – I hope it's scarred over enough that you continue to fight it.
We'll keep following this story. Thank you so much for joining KCNR 1460. Appreciate it, Brad.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Hey, when we get back, Chief of Police is going to be here. We can talk a lot of things going on with our city, and with crime and hopefully going down and other news that's coming up.
Now's your time to check into the chat pack and also give us a call here at 605-45674 for your questions.
We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They were protesters, now they're casualties. Dozens of Egyptians are dead as security forces move in on protest camps, prompting a state of emergency. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams is live in Cairo.
The state of emergency is supposed to last a month. The declaration gives the police greater power to arrest and detain people without a court order. Here in Cairo, you can hear the sound of helicopters hovering over the city. This, as Egypt's health ministry says, at least 95 people killed so far today in the violent crackdown on sit-ins here in Cairo supporting deposed President Mohamed Morsi. Muslim Brotherhood supporters say that number is likely much higher, possibly in the hundreds. One of the dead is a Sky News cameraman, Mick Dean. The violence is now spreading through the rest of the country, Dave.
Kimberly, two pilots are dead when the UPS cargo plane they were flying from Kentucky crashed just before dawn, just before the Birmingham, Alabama airport.
The cockpit was severed from the back of the plane, and that's pretty much all you can see is just crash debris.
Daniel Hendricks with the Birmingham Airport Authority. There was no distress call before the crash. A traveling hospital technician who infected dozens of patients with hepatitis C in four states has just pleaded guilty in New Hampshire. David Kwiatkowski will get 30 to 40 years in prison. He stole drugs for years, replacing painkillers and syringes with saline tainted with his own blood. A barely contained wildfire in Utah has evacuated hundreds of homes near Park City. A dozen have already burned down.
This fire moved fast. It moved so fast, it was amazing.
That fire has charred 6 square miles. Hannah Anderson says the man who kidnapped her got what he deserved. The 16-year-old California girl had an online chat just a few days after the police killed James DiMaggio, and she was rescued in the Idaho wilderness. Anderson says he threatened to kill her if she tried to escape. DiMaggio had already killed her mother and younger brother. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Life dealt Norma Jean Hornsberger a hard punch, a knockout. This dedicated Salvation Army staffer was only 32 when doctors diagnosed her with cancer. Then her husband, Al, was diagnosed with cancer, too. The disease took them both at young ages. But first, Norma Jean wrote a book about her fight. For each new round, she had one tactic, to greet every new blow with the joy of faith. Choose joy, she'd say. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Norma Jean's fight with cancer echoes what Paul wrote to the Philippians. In Philippians 1:25, he says, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith. Even our suffering can bless in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
He used to be a Democrat in Congress. Soon, Jesse Jackson Jr. will be a number in prison. And he is sorry about that. In court this morning, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Chicago.
Jesse Jackson Jr. admits using $750,000 in campaign money for things like vacations and mounted elk heads. He cries, apologizes to his parents, and asks the judge to let him serve his wife's time if probation is not an option for her. He has been treated for bipolar II disorder, but the prosecutor says there's no evidence that caused Jackson to break the law. Prosecutors have recommended 4 years in prison for Jackson and a year and a half for his wife, who has admitted filing false tax returns. The judge points out that the two cooperated with the government, but that there were victims. Dave?
Jennifer, Russia has clarified something that's worrying the Olympic Committee ahead of next year's Winter Games.
Russia's Interior Ministry says that the country's controversial gay laws that forbid the spreading of homosexual propaganda to minors will be enforced at next year's Olympics in Sochi. Confusion has reigned supreme over whether the laws, which also forbid foreigners to be pro-gay or gay, to be detained for 2 weeks and then deported. The International Olympic Committee is now asking about how the law will be enforced. Russia will also host the 2018 World Cup, and FIFA has also asked for further clarification. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
He was a pundit you might have watched on the McLaughlin Group on TV for years. Retired columnist Jack German has died at the age of 85. He covered 10 presidential elections. He wrote syndicated columns, most of them with the Baltimore Sun. On Wall Street, we're seeing a decline. The Dow is down 86 points. Macy's, one of the stocks that's dragging the market down today. Other retailers are going down with it after the department store reported disappointing profits and lowered its forecast for the year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Hey, look, you know, we like to try and say, you know, if something's going on in Shasta County, if something's impacting on you, it's going to be on this show. Either we get it first, or if it's been, you know, if it's in the news, if it's at the water cooler, we try to get it right here. And, you know, and the latest up-to-date information is very, very important to us, which is why we have Chris Lasondak on from the Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, the markets are drifting lower, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 86 points at 15,364. The S&P 500 is off 7 points at 1,687, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 10 points at 3,674. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 175 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 768 at 497.26. Intel's adding 6 cents at 22.58. Facebook up 21 cents at 37.23. And Microsoft is down 35 cents at 31.88. Of local interest, PG&E down 35 cents at 43.79. Home Depot's down $1.15 at 78.29. Reading Bank of Commerce up 4 cents at $5.14. And Steinway up $2.42 at $40.69. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.71%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33. Oil's down 54 cents a barrel at 105.86. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $10.47 an ounce at 13.31.16. Silver's up 25 cents at 21.66. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR 1460. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, because you know, if you listen to them, you know they got their fingers on the pulse of what's happening on Wall Street. They can help you a lot. 243-7561. Their offices are down on Park Marina Drive. Sweetie, what's the weather?
Oh, it looks like we're at currently 62 degrees. Temperatures today looks like we're going to reach about 100 degrees. It's going to be hot today. 59 this evening. Tomorrow looks like we're going to be around 97. Friday, the highs of 93. Then we get up to 100 on Sunday. Folks, get ready for Monday. Strap it on. 106.
Strap it on.
That's right. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget Thursday night's pizza night. And, boy, things are looking good out there. It's great. 474-5546. Well, you know, strap out those fan things that you put on your hats that have the fan.
Do you have problems sleeping when it's hot?
Well, no, I don't, because
She turns up the air conditioner.
Well, I do, but I also have, a new mattress that I love. I love sleeping on. We do. And it's got this dual air technology, and I love it because then I can have my own number. Carl can have his own number.
Our sleep number bed.
I'm sleeping better.
That's right. I'm feeling
really good. I got up at 5 this morning and thought, I'm rested. It was great.
You know, it is. It's true. When you go on a sleep number bed and this dual air technology, it gives you a level of comfort that it's we've never had before in any other mattress, that's for sure. You can find sleep number beds at our sleep number store right here in town, of course, where Queen mattresses are starting at $6.99. And not only that, you can take advantage of special financing on their newest innovations. And, you know, some of their innovations are ones like, it's a coverlet that goes on the mattress. And it's either warm or cool.
It's got a cooler on it.
It keeps you, I mean, it literally drops the temperature on it. So it's like, gosh, I'm sleeping like my own little air conditioned cocoon. It's 108 out, but I don't care.
Go check it out at the store.
You need to check it out at the store. And the store's in the Target Shopping Center right next to the vitamin shop. And the home delivery, free home delivery on select beds. I tell you what, Sleep Number, Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin shop. You need to try it out. It's coming up soon. It's coming up, this Saturday.
Well, before we get to our guest, Chief Paletti, who we're just so excited
he's sitting here armed and dangerous.
We love it. We have this, regular segment with, Chief Rob Paletti, and he fills us in with such valuable information because, you know, things change all the time. But, something happening in French Gulch, my good friends Kathleen and Lou White, they put this on. It's Old West Days, and it's happening Saturday, August 17th. We wanted to make sure that you knew about this to mark your calendars all day long. They're going to have a pancake breakfast. They're going to be doing ribs. They're going to be doing a parade. They're going to be doing, mountain men exhibits, mining stuff, and it's just one of those good old fashioned, find out about French Gulch, which, you know, is just right on the outskirts of Reading. And you might want to contact them at 359-2078 and find out what you can contribute or what you need to know about Old West Days in French Gulch, Saturday, August 17th.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti's here,
and
we're looking forward to,
there's
a lot of stuff catching up, a lot of things in the news. We'll be right back.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those locked out jailbirds sing. Let it rock. Everybody, let it rock.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Resort and Casino. We're offering everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pai Gow Poker, Lucky Ladies Bonuses, Royal 21 Poker, and our newest game, Mystery Card Roulette. Roulette is the oldest casino game and extremely popular. An exciting game of pure chance. But it's important to know how to bet. Play your birthday, anniversary, last week's winning lottery numbers, inside bet, straight up, split bet, odd or even, street bet or line bet, corner or quad bet, just to name a few, and get lucky. Ask your friendly dealer how to play. Your game is roulette. Wind River Resort and Casino is a cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind, offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade
just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, Peter Gunn. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR1460 in this portion of the show. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, not only can you get great sandwiches in their in-store deli, they have Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, our friends at Orchard Nutrition. Go see Joe and his family and all of his, you know, his employees are like his family there. They're at 221 Locust Street. They're in the Chevron Square Shopping Center up back there on Locust Street. Give them a call at 244-9141. They are the North State's nutrition experts right there at Orchard Nutrition. Chief Rob Poletti.
Good morning.
Buddy.
How you doing?
So, we talked, you know what, we talked
about. Happy birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. I don't feel
And it's been going on for now. Don't say about anything about my 50th.
No.
Or 55th. Yours has been going on now for what, 3 months?
No, it's been going on a week.
Oh, okay.
Yours went on for 2 years. She hit 50 for 2 years. Anything that happened, she go, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. She said, let's take Snooki. You know, if we go on a vacation, then it becomes Carl watches Snooki. Carl watches Elk Killer. Elk, there's nobody else that watches Elk Killer. Carl takes Elk Killer out. Anyway, okay, enough of that. Rob, we've had, yesterday, there's, y'all been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah.
Let's start with the loitering thing, cause you and I talked about this. You and
right.
I go back and forth. People driving into town, they said, beautiful city, here's this beautiful sun, it says Reading, and the first thing they see is a bunch of people sleeping on the median or, in that area right there as you're coming off on Cypress.
Right.
What's going on with that, and what is there anything that y'all can do?
Well, we do have loitering statutes on the Reading Municipal Code. The problem is you know, they're the effectiveness of them. Number one, I mean, you're going to cite a transient, give them a citation that has a fine attached to it. They don't show up. They don't pay the fine. They don't show up to court. So where was the effectiveness in that?
They don't write. They don't call. They don't even kiss you.
Yeah, exactly. We do issue loitering citations. Right now, quite frankly, we're not issuing a whole lot of them. And it just has to do with resources balance between do you want me to cite loiterers or arrest felons? So, you know, we're still out dealing with the criminal element and averaging still about 23, 24 arrests a day. For other crimes, so it becomes a resource balance of, you know, if they're in the median and they're creating a traffic problem, the traffic guys will go deal with it as best they can. We're trying to cite them and be as aggressive with that as we can when the calls for service allow. But right now at any one time, whenever I walk into the office and look at the calls holding screen, we've got anywhere between, you know, 15 and 25 calls holding of citizens waiting for an officer. So the officers are really,
any time during the day, you have
15 to 20 calls holding.
People waiting
for police.
You prioritize them though, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, a priority one call, you know, those that are coming in are, you know, life or properties in imminent danger, crimes in progress. Priority twos are felonies, you know, that have already been committed that are waiting for a report. Priority threes are misdemeanors. So, I mean, every time that you have those people that have those priority two and three calls that are waiting for a police officer to come take a report, every time a priority one call comes in, they get bumped again and they get bumped lower. So, you know, we try to deal with those calls for service, and the calls for service are dictating the officer's actions basically from the time they log on till the time they leave at the end of the day. They're going call to call to call to call to call. We don't have a lot of proactive time right now with the resources we have to deal with a lot of the you know, more minor things like the loitering and other things.
We used as an example a lady who had her car stolen, and you all found it.
We found it within about 4 hours, and unfortunately for her, when the officer called on the phone to let her know that her car was stolen. They hadn't given her an opportunity to come get it. She didn't answer the phone, so we have to tow the car. And, you know, she got a $320 tow bill, and she wasn't happy with that and thought that, you know, we should have waited there for an hour or so for her to be able to call back. And I just simply don't have the resources. I would love to be able to provide that level of customer service, but we don't have the resources to be able to do that when you have 22 calls holding and I got to get people onto the next call.
But it seems like if you get your car stolen and it's found, and then, you know, and the police say, okay, we can't watch it, it's got to be towed to a safer place. for some reason, it doesn't seem like it should cost you $320. Yeah. I mean, you've already been assaulted and violated.
You know, but the tow truck driver's got to get paid too, and the insurance companies usually pay for that stuff. In this case, you know, I don't know. That's between her and insurance company.
Yeah, but, I mean, that just, you know, when you told me that.
Yeah, if you look at the tow truck companies, you know, they charge emergency response later at night, obviously costs more than during the day. And in essence of fairness for when the police call, we have a standardized hourly rate that within 15% all the tow truck companies charge for any hour of the day. So anytime a police officer, you know, calls for a tow truck, you know, we don't want to punish people because we found their car at night and punish others because they found it during the day. So it's kind of an even keel charge throughout the day, and they have to pay for the tow and then the storage and other things. And yeah, it ends up, you know, with gas prices the way they are, those guys got to make a living too. So, you know,
we have to take a break. Our guest is our chief of police, Rob Pelletti. I have a question for you when we get back. Strangers walking in your neighborhood dressed kind of odd and looking out of place. What do we do about that? I know we've talked about this before, but it's always good to have a refresher. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. We are your experienced firearm safety and personal protection instruction company. Whether it's basic or advanced CCW, basic firearm safety training, or in-home private consultation, NorCal Firearms Instruction is your answer to NRA-certified, nationally credentialed training with measurable results. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us online at norcalfi.com for a complete schedule of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Do you have a senior friend or family member with hearing difficulties? California Telephone Access Program offers free phones to qualifying hearing impaired seniors. Home Helpers is hosting a free screening this Thursday from 10 to 2. An audiologist will be on site to evaluate you, and you will receive your free phone that day. This is a local nonprofit event, and all are welcome. You simply need an evaluation showing a hearing impairment provided on site, and you will take home your free phone. Schedule your appointment with Home Helpers by calling 226-835.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. All right. So, question I had before we left for break with Chief Pelletti.
One Adam 12. We have a break in at the.
That's a great show.
Oh, it was.
Oh, man.
Hey, that Hill Street Blues.
Okay, let's
shout out to our sponsors, and then we'll get back. Can you do it?
I'll try. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, our friends down there, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, professionals. They can maintain, they can install, they'll fix any type of air conditioning system you have. It's going to be 106 on Monday. Get it fixed. Get it done right. Call Martin and his people at Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org.
Yeah, maybe he can help your air conditioning bill get lower.
Well, anyway, when you have the air conditioner on, you leave the house open for 24 hours. It might have something to do with that, sweetie pie.
Our guest is Rob, Chief Rob Paletti. We were talking before, and the reason I ask is because this is a personal experience. Yesterday I was driving to work and I drove around the block again because I had forgotten something. So I drove up and I looked to my left, which is not usually how I drive out. I was around the other side of the block and I looked to my left and there was this guy that was dressed in, it looked like he would have just maybe had been given the clothes. I've never seen him in the neighborhood. He was walking in the middle of the street. And when I glanced at him, when I was driving to the right, I looked to my left and he was going to just kind of like he came up and he was trying to figure out where he was going to go as if he was just kind of walking aimlessly without direction. So I turned to the right to get back to my house and I thought in my stomach, this is kind of weird. I'm wondering if he's looking for a place to lay down, looking to see if somebody's not home, and he's going to go, you know, find a hang out someplace for a while. I didn't know what to do. So that's the question for you. When we have those feelings, what should we do?
I think people should trust their gut. You know, I mean, people have pretty good intuition, especially in their own neighborhoods, and know them, you know, very well, and who's there and who isn't supposed to be there. So, you know, if you see that and there's somebody that doesn't fit and you want the police to come check it out, call the non-emergency line of Shascom and let them know that there's a suspicious person walking around looking at things in your neighborhood, and we'll come, we'll check them out. If they're not doing anything wrong, they'll go on their way. If they're not, then we'll deal with that too. But, you know, trust your intuition. It's usually pretty accurate when people know their own neighborhoods.
So there's a non-emergency number at...
Yeah, now you're going to ask me what it is.
No,
when you got
I
off
just...
The top of my head,
no,
I
mean, I just want to know...
Yeah, there's a non-emergency number. You don't have to dial 911 for that, but there is a non-emergency number for Shascom. And God, I always forget
I'll look it up right
okay.
now. That's okay. You don't have to... You got enough numbers in your head. Yeah. You don't need to think
okay,
about that
and,
one.
I want to get into something that's going to take a little bit longer than the last 4 minutes here. Again, we start talking statistics.
Uh-huh.
I know you stay, you know, you're up... Stay very focused on that. At the town hall meeting, we talked about it, or you talked about it, but, the bottom line is that people's homes are being broken into and the cars that are being broken into, for the most part, are still they're still left unlocked.
It's about half. About half the burglaries that we have are no forced entry. So we're still, you know, I think that our burglary rate is down about 40% right now, about 39 point something percent. Which is good, and I think people are starting to pay attention, but half the ones that we have still have no forced entry. So we still have a little work to do. And, you know, one of the things that I was trying to get across at the town hall meeting is that, you know, overall crime right now is down about 15%, which is positive. But we were up 28% last year and 16% the year before. So I'm not turning.
We're still up from
you know, when the crime trends, you know, shifted from going down to up. We're still up from where we have been over a couple of years ago. And until we get back to that point, I'm not turning cartwheels. But at least we're moving in the right direction, rather than, you know, still going up and up and up. The violent crime side, we're kind of flat. We have been for the last couple of years. It's the property crime side that went through the roof last year. So we're still doing pretty good on the violent crime side, though. We have had, you know, a couple carjackings, a couple true robberies.
And you caught those guys. I mean, you
we caught them within about 4 days.
Yeah, you caught the guys that, I mean, they were using weapons in this.
Yeah.
For the carjackings and the robberies. I mean, and this is unusual for us.
I tell you, our guys that are, you know, working patrol, you know, started and, you know, a lot of times they can hand it off to an investigator, but a lot of times they still stay involved. They really do care about what's going on in their community. The investigators wrap stuff up really quick. We had an attorney's office broke into over the weekend, stole a bunch of checks.
I was going to talk about that because he put it out over this Crime Watch.
Where those guys were arrested yesterday afternoon.
They were?
Yep, they're both in custody.
One of them, he went down, you know, put it over to Crime Watch, and then he gets a phone call from a store that said, hey, did you okay this check? And he goes, absolutely not. They were stolen, but they'd already cashed it for a sum of money. But they had tapes, I think.
They had pictures of them. They had fingerprints, and that helped us. And
they gave pictures and fingerprints.
We served a search warrant on that guy's house last night. We press released all this last night. It didn't hit the paper this morning, but, you know, those guys are in custody. He not only had possessions from that burglary, but from several others, a lot of credit cards, a lot of checks and things from other burglaries too. So, you know, when we have something, I mean, our investigation staff does a great job of arresting people and solving crimes, and they're doing really, really well.
I just, you know, I can't help it. I mean, you know, you have to at least give these guys that did it, that stole it and then cashed it, you have to give them an assist on their own arrest, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they provide pictures of themselves and a thumbprint. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like, oh, why didn't they just turn themselves in? Why didn't you use the $400, do what they had to do, and just walk down to the jail, turn themselves in. Hey,
yeah,
here I am.
Yeah, they well.
Okay, the number.
If you're stealing stuff like that.
The number for ShotCom, like you said, is 245-6500. Put that in your speed dial, 245-6500 in your smartphone.
And it's such an easy number, you think I'd remember.
Yeah. No, that's okay. There's a lot of numbers. And anyway, so they work alongside 911, but you use 911 for emergencies. What? If you've got something that, again, like what Chief said, if you spot something that it looks like, it's not an emergency or life threatening, but you still are concerned about it, that's the number to call. Again, one more time, 245-6500.
And also you might take, if you look around the studio here, you probably see a lot of phone numbers written up here on the walls that we probably should know, but if that's gone, Bob and I will look at each other and say, what's that number again, Bob?
The bad part is somebody asked me my home number the other day and I had to look it up on my cell phone.
So like, you know what? The cell phones have made us stupid. Okay. Okay. We're going to take a break here for the news. We'll be right back. Chief Rob Plate, I want to talk to him about lawsuits and a couple of the things that are happening with the police department. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Reports of dozens dead in Egypt, where a state of emergency has been declared as clashes continue between the Muslim Brotherhood and government forces.
Much of Cairo has been on fire. There's a number of neighborhoods on fire. And then there are now running street battles throughout as the army is chasing members of the Muslim Brotherhood through the streets of Cairo, trying to get them off the streets.
Fox's Leland Vittert, Fox Sister Network, Sky News cameraman Mick Dean shot and killed while covering the protest in Cairo. In the Fort Hood shooting massacre trial, the prosecution nearing the end of its witness list.
More experts are expected to testify this morning, but the court martial will meet without the military jury for a short time this hour to examine crime scene photos before deciding on allowing the panel members to see them.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. And tennis fans will want to know, the USTA says it plans to construct a retractable roof over New York's Arthur Ashe Stadium where the U.S. Open is played. Fox News, we report, you decide.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Well, you know what?
We're having computer problems.
We're switching computers out here. And, so, you know, sometimes it plays, sometimes it doesn't. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Good morning. Welcome back. It is 8:34 in the morning. It's August the 14th.
Well, when you think about a computer that's running 24/7 and programs and all
years.
The switching over of all the
for
things
four
and the
years.
Life. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and we're lucky. I mean, we feel blessed and a lot of times that we don't, you know, turn it on and we have
computer Smith, know. Ron Smith built this thing for us and he keeps it running. So, when we have a problem, it just usually doesn't last very long. But hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, my friends. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and for seniors there at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold.
Except for Rob.
And of course we have Chief Waffletti and a lot of the police go down there.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, you know, it was in the paper the other day. One of my sergeants, Bill Schuler, has cancer and is going through chemotherapy right now. And about 30 of us, you know, shaved our heads and, you know, to show support for Bill. And it was DC and Tim and one of our officers' wives that came down and volunteered their time to shave.
Did they?
Shave their heads.
So, oh, well, I tell
did you all sit in a room and do it together?
No, we sat in the back parking lot because there was a whole lot of hair there. But DC and Tim volunteered their time to come down.
Well, that should have been like a photo op.
They were in the picture that was in the paper.
Oh.
DC and Tim are there. And
what is it, a live remote from that?
Miss Meetak, Danny's wife, came over and the three of them shaved. We even had the guys from Station 1 drove a fire truck over and all the firemen shaved their heads with us. So there were about 30 people that day that shaved their heads to support Bill and, he's doing well and hopefully he'll get through this in the next few weeks.
Oh, our thoughts and prayers.
Well, you know,
Tim,
it really helps when you have that buddy up system like that.
Yeah, everybody shaves their head. But you know what? DC and Tim, and that doesn't surprise me at all. What they do, because they do a lot for our community and they believe in our community.
At the end of it, Tim said, I think we just like put ourselves out of business for a month or so because we just...
Hey, ask you about that. Was anybody like, you know, of course the higher purpose here is that you support your buddy, but, which you all did and come together. That's a huge movement, but, was anybody like, a little traumatized because the hair.
I was.
Your hair is not your thing, though, Rob.
I saw Rob the next day, and I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's just something an army thing. You know, no, we did this, but he kept rubbing your head.
I've been rubbing my head for like 2 weeks now, hoping that I can like pull like that little doll that you used to pull the hair and make it grow.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. I've tried every conditioner or anything else that you can use to try to get my hair to grow, and it's not working. I look like, you know. I don't have a good bald head. I look like Dan Aykroyd playing Conehead on Saturday Night Live.
I disagree. I think you look great.
Elk droppings. Rub elk droppings on your head.
Carl, if I could find them right now, I'd try it. Propecia Hair Club for a minute. It doesn't matter. If I can just get my hair back.
We need some fresh elk droppings for the chief of police and we can watch him rub it in. All right. Okay, we're ready
somebody's
to go.
Somebody's probably going
to
drop some of it.
I hope so. You know what? I hope so.
Droppings in a
fresh
bag.
Fresh droppings.
And we digress.
All right. Okay. Let's get back on track.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Lawsuit. There's a lawsuit filed against the guy, against the police department. You specifically, the canine corps, the city, over the death of, I think, a young man last June of 2012.
Yes.
In an altercation that he had with the police starting over, it started over, they were stealing gas, he and another guy.
Correct.
And the police were called for that. Can you talk about that at all?
I just got the complaint yesterday. I just started reading it over there. I don't know where that attorney is getting her information that is listed in her complaint, but you know, there's claims in there that the police department's policies, you know, support shooting people, which they do not. That we do false investigations and just try to vindicate the officers, which we don't even do the investigation.
It's from another. I think it's the sheriff's department does that because you all can't investigate.
We do not investigate our own shootings. We get an independent, you know, law enforcement agency to do that in conjunction with the district attorney's office. The district attorney has reviewed the facts in this case and, you know, found it to be a justified shooting. You know, there were some bad choices made that day by the individual. You know, he chose to go out and commit crimes and that brought the police there. And then he chose to fight and chose to arm himself with a knife and chose to use methamphetamine and the other things that are in that report. So, you know, I stand by what my officers did that day. They tried everything they could with a taser and everything else to prevent having to use deadly force. So, you know, we'll just have to let this go through. These lawyers love to sue cities in federal court because in federal court, if for some reason the judge gives the victim a dollar, then the city has to pay the attorney's fees. So the loser pays attorney's fees in federal court, and that's why these attorneys love to go to federal court to see if they can get into the pockets of the cities. And in this case, I feel completely comfortable with what my officers
did. Well, this lawyer just won won some kind of big suit down in
Eureka.
In Eureka over something. But if I understand, you know, they said that refused, part of the suit from what I read was that refused medical aid. But what they don't mention there is the guy got up and ran away. And y'all were trying to chase him and find him. You couldn't find him because he ran away.
He ran and hid. And, you know, like I said, I know what my officers did that night. I trust, you know, their version and what they've told me. And you know, based on those, I think that they did everything they could to avoid trying to use or having to use deadly force. And in the end, that didn't happen. So I'll stand by my guys and their actions that day.
Okay. We got to take a quick break. Our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Plitty. I want to talk about a couple of things, you know, that have impacts on crime here in the city, chances of getting more people on the department, and, you know, something that maybe people don't, you know, think is as important, but, software and a way of tracking crimes so that we can start be able to move people proactively instead of having to reactively. We'll be right back.
Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on Thursday, August 22nd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the the people. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. 66 degrees out there. It's going to go up to like 98 today. It's going to be hot this weekend and be in the hundreds, and on Monday, 106.
It's always the good stuff that happens at the break. So this portion of the show is brought to you by
Mount Shasta Springwater. Yeah, they have their own springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Belletti. We were talking about on the break, we're talking about, what the impact is, transgender, bathrooms and all this kind of stuff. And what we end up talking about is the huge impact it could be if you have 4 6-foot-2 or 6-foot-3 guys that decide that, we're girls. We can't make the other team, so but we feel very girlish this year. And they end up on the girls.
It's going to be a big, fat mess.
On the girls' basketball team, taking the place of girls, and they become the state champs because four of them are 6'4", 220. That's your front line, and there's a girl that passes the ball to them.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you laugh, and you go, that can't happen. Oh, why? I can just see people with kind of a strange sense of humor.
Shenanigans.
Doing something like this. And they say, wait a minute, you're walking around holding hands with a girl.
It's like Animal House. Animal House gone wild.
Dead. Right. Well, anyway, but you don't know that. Of course, we're exaggerating. But then anyway. Okay, let's go back. Chances of getting hiring more police.
Actually, if we have people that have been to the academy that are interested, we're going to have about – we've got entry-level positions open right now. We're going to have about 4 in the next 6 months and
due
to retirements.
Okay.
We just finished our lieutenant's promotional testing a few weeks ago. We just finished sergeant's testing, and we got corporals coming up. Probably going to promote about 4 sergeants for guys that are retiring and 1 lieutenant. So we're getting some changes in the department, getting some new faces into supervision. As far as adding personnel, that's going to take, time. Obviously the economy has to come up and the budget has to support that. I'm real thrilled right now. We're hitting the final stages of, the design of the new building. The city council approved the financing the other day. And there's another meeting on the 19th, I believe.
19th or 20th?
19th.
Because I think the 20th, they've got a big meeting next week on REU.
Yeah,
there's some other things.
There's actually 2 meetings next week, 1 Monday night, 1 Tuesday night.
Okay.
And then they're also going to talk Monday night about the option of a homeless day center to give them, options.
I'm glad you brought that up. Homeless day center. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I've met with some of the people that are trying to organize it, and they asked me if I would support a homeless day center, and I told them it depends. It depends on the focus of the day center. If the day center is just a place for them to hang out, then that's not something I'd really support because I think you're just enabling their choice to be homeless. And I've explained quite a bit about this difference between people that are homeless and people that are transient. Homeless people didn't choose the condition transients did and have chosen a lifestyle of drugs and alcohol and living on the streets. I think that if you're going to have a homeless day center that supports solving the condition of homelessness, in meaning that you have resources there, GED education, drug and alcohol treatment, mental health advisors, ways to help them get court documents so that they can get jobs. Those things in that place that are focused towards taking them from a life on the streets to a life of normal housed existence. I think that could be a positive. Kind of like, if you look at the Homeless Connect that they do once a year, more of that on a permanent basis.
The veterans stand down. When they do that
kind of thing.
The stand down for homeless veterans and that they bring all this in there. But let me ask a question here. I mean, who's paying for this? Well, is all this private, or is the city involved with providing a place, providing extra police there to have to watch it?
The city is talking about what was brought up the other day is getting the community together to talk about some solutions, but not the city funding the thing itself. And that's going to be the challenge of it. And that's the, when I've met with the people that are trying to organize this, I say, you know, your challenge is going to be funding because the city's not rolling in dollars. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge to get the funding to do that. And where you need the funding to do something like that would come from, for instance, the business community, which the homeless people, or the transients, really, it's not the homeless people, it's the transients. They lose the support of the business people because that's who they're negatively affecting. So they're doing a disservice to themselves by throwing trash around and, you know, sleeping on people's doorsteps.
Why would I or other people with businesses out there want to build a center that would bring more people in? I mean, you can try and consolidate them, say, okay, maybe we can help them with this, but you can't help, I can't help but think is it would bring more people in here too. And the bottom line is it all going to be done in private funds and we're not using our tax dollars for something else? I mean, we have Good News Rescue Mission, we have churches, we have, People for Progress, we have all these other things.
Well, and that's one of the things that the Good News Rescue Mission, you know, in a lot of ways gets criticized a lot for not having day programs, when in fact they do. Dr. Rajan teaches GED down there. They've got, drug and alcohol treatment during the day. They serve three meals a day at the rescue mission. Now, they obviously have to get everybody out of there so they can set up for the night before. But if people want to be involved in day programs at the rescue mission, they do have those. So the opportunities are there for those people that want to make a difference in their lives to do that. And I think that you'll find that a lot of the ones that we're dealing with haven't made that decision yet.
Well, so, you know, there's got to be a lot more facts before anybody should move
right
forward with this
thing. But I encourage people to come down and be part of that discussion.
And when's that going to be?
It's the 19th.
Okay, what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling here, and I'm sure a lot of people too, is that, you know, you try to, with organizations, do a handout for those that are, in hard times. And we had a guest yesterday that said that, you know, if you baby a society, then the society becomes a baby. And I want to know, in these programs, besides, you know, how you can work the system, is there something in these programs that teaches ambition? How do you get your umph back? How do you care to look nice, to go out and look for a job, and pride in having a job rather than taking your whatever your unemployment check is or your social security, whatever you're getting off, you know, government assistance? And that's the biggest thing that I think is there is a hole in our system.
That's why I say it's a personal choice. And they have to make that choice. I can't make the choice for them.
And the other thing too is that, you know, we're focusing on, oh, let's build something to enable people. Why don't we build, actually focus our leadership of our city and our county on finding jobs or building the economy around here, bringing business. Because I tell you, you get business, your unemployment rate drops. Your spousal assaults is going to go down. Your thefts go down. Everything goes down if you can get people back to work. Maybe we should start trying to focus that in our city and county leadership instead of, oh, let's just build another facility for people to sit there.
Well, right, I think it's tough because those people have to want to work.
Right. Yeah. Well, we got to take a break. And when we come back, I do personally know of three places I see regularly that are looking for employees. Good employees, maybe that don't have felony records, but still. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl. At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU. We're here for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It's Wednesday, August the 14th, 8:55 in the morning. You know, we just talked tomorrow on the show. Randall Hempling's going to be here, of course, with Trish. Trish Clark will be here tomorrow night on the spot with Linda Bot. We have Enjoy Magazine. But Randall Hempling, you know, he's going to be leaving Shasta Regional Medical Center. He is a mover and a shaker and a friend. We're going to find out what he's going to do. He's staying in town. We want to find out what he's going to be doing there. And then soon we're going to have the new CEO of Shasta Regional be here with us too. Hey, I'd just like to say is, you know, Cassidy's Auto Lube. I just went down yesterday, the day before, and got my vehicle. Had my vehicle serviced by them. And this is, you know, this is just a shout out to them. How professional. They come in, they do it, you're in, you're out. They say, hey, look, this next time around, they don't try and push you into things. You know what? Some type of places you go to, oh, you need this and this and this and this. What they do is they come out and I said, anything? He said, well, you know, maybe next time take a look at your transmission fluid. Because, you know, it's getting a little bit dirty. You know, when you get up closer the next time around, you know, take another look at it. Cassie's out of loop. I can't say enough about him. Okay, Rob Paletti. As Chief Paletti, a federal judge just stopped the stop and frisk order that Bloomberg gave in New York. Now, this came along probably with the 32-ounce, you can't drink 32 ounces of you know, salt.
Soda.
Drinks. Soda. But this stop and frisk law meant that without probable cause, a policeman could just stop you, ask for your ID, and then frisk you.
Well, what the court cases say is that we, you know, with reasonable suspicion of criminal activity, we can stop and due to safety, we can pat people down. But you still have to have a reasonable suspicion. You can't just walk around saying, hey, you, come here.
Isn't it come under like the 10th Amendment or one of the 4th Amendment, right?
Yeah, it's against the Constitution. Yeah. So you have to, I don't know, I think they were pushing it a little too far there, so.
But they said it caused, it helped curtail crime because they would stop them and they'd find illegal substances, they were looking for weapons and they're pushing them off, they're just pushing them off the street.
Well, the difference is we still live in the United States of America where people have some freedoms and protections against government intrusion, and that's taking that a little bit farther.
I'm really glad you said that there, buddy, because I would hate to think I could be walking down the street and, Trevor Denham just walks up and says, stop, and he frisks
me. Well, Trevor might not. I might. But
you know what?
But it's you.
It's
so.
Well, you know what? If you did, I could kind of understand that. Yeah. You know, a guy that
hey, you, come
the,
over
the,
here.
The guy that had to sell his motorcycle because his wife made him.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we've been watching Godfather 1 and 2, and I just like, you know, that I just kind of like the old days of how things were just like, you know.
Shootings in the streets.
Respect. There was respect.
A little bit different kind of respect on the Godfather.
Yeah,
but, you know, I'm Italian, so I can appreciate that too, you know.
Real quick here, we just got a couple minutes for it. We always love having you on. Software. It's a big thing. People don't realize how what it takes the place of people.
Well, we have the money. Okay. We've got the money to improve the computer system. But, you know, government purchasing sometimes is a little bit longer of a process than I would like. So we've done all the demonstrations so far. We're going out for a request for a proposal. There's about 9 different, computer software programs. They all have their strengths and weaknesses. The hard part is finding one that works for the jail staff, the dispatch staff, the record staff, the patrol staff. So, we've got it narrowed down to a couple that we really like, and we've got the money. So hopefully by the time we move into the new building, we'll be improving the computer system.
Cameras all throughout the city to help with crime.
You know, we've actually been looking at some movable cameras that we can, you know, put up in high crime areas, and that would give us some option to move them when the crime goes back down. So we've been looking at some of those. Right now we don't have any. We don't have any license plate readers or anything like that. So
I've seen software, and this is from like a year and a half ago. You had a crowd of 250,000 people, and you're picking out faces. You could read their T-shirts.
Well, you know, they solved the Boston bombing
because of
surveillance cameras.
Right.
That's how they did it. So there's benefit.
Yeah. Hey, Chief Rob Paletti, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Absolutely.
We have our monthly update with you, but we catch up on a lot of different things. Thank you for what you and your Thin Blue Line does to protect our city.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow with Randall Hempling. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. White House reaction to the deadly turn of events in Egypt.
The United States strongly condemns the use of violence against protesters in Egypt.
Deputy spokesman Josh Earnest, minutes ago on Martha's Vineyard, where the first family is vacationing.
The world is watching what is happening in Cairo.
Urging both sides to settle their differences peacefully and for new Egyptian leaders to follow through on the pledge to transition back to a civilian government. Dozens are dead after Egyptian police stormed camps of protesters who support deposed President Mohamed Morsi. Firing tear gas, triggering clashes. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams is live in Cairo.
According to Egypt's health ministry, at least 149 people were killed today in the crackdown on pro-Morsi sit-ins. Morsi supporters claim hundreds have been killed and thousands injured in the ongoing effort to disperse the sit-in in the Cairo suburb of Nasser City. Egypt's interim government has declared a state of emergency in many parts of the country, here in Cairo, and